Welcome to Chasing K-Dramas, the podcast that dissects popular Korean dramas episode by episode. We dig into the characters, the themes, and everything in between. I'm Christy Choi, and I'm here with my co-host...
Do Sae-sung!
Okay. We are here for episode 3
yes.
of Genie Make-A-Wish. And I have to say, it's getting so much better.
It's getting a lot better. I was worried. Episode 1 had me worried.
The rest of the internet was worried.
Right. Everybody was like, okay, girl. It's kind of like I was watching Behind Your Touch. And I was like...
Rest of the internet. Everyone seemed nervous. I was reading stuff where people were like, oh my God, episode 3 is boring. And I'm like, really? I didn't find it boring at all.
Episode 3 was not boring.
3 and 4, much fun. I'm like in.
We are finally out of the exposition. We're finally getting to things. Mm-hmm. We finally get Kyung's first wish.
Mm-hmm.
We get 5 candidates.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We meet Angel Neem.
Yes, Angel Neem.
Jeannie's brother, which is interesting.
We got to talk about that too. I was a little confused, but we could talk about that.
No, they would be brothers
because God made them
they
both.
They have the same father.
So technically then.
We're all brothers and sisters.
Humans too.
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on, I have a thing about that. And then Kyung and Jeannie kiss.
I know. Okay. So before we start though, announcements, right?
Announcements. Okay. Like church.
Yes. Road to 10,000 Sarangis is still happening.
Yes.
It's going to be happening for a couple months now. So everyone, please go on our YouTube. Please subscribe. Follow us. And if you listen to the audio version, go on Spotify, Apple, all the places. We have our fan club. Club Sarangis. We love it. We have a newsletter. We have extra content.
We got merch. We're going to be sending out merch.
Yes.
So if you are Sarangi, keep your eyes.
Get ready.
Get ready for the post office. Yes. Okay. Start looking for a package. Be ready to go to the mailbox every day.
Just
like you're waiting for a prize in a cereal box.
It's coming soon. So our fan club is on Substack. So check it out. For $6 a month, you get all this fun, exciting things. Dulce, do you have any shows coming up?
I'm going to be at Truman State on November the 7th, but I don't know if that's a public show. Some shows at the college are public. Some of them are private.
Where's Truman State?
It is in Kirksville, Missouri.
Missouri?
Yeah, Missouri. I'm at a New York Comedy Club.
Nice.
In Stamford, Connecticut.
Yes, because you said this last time too.
Right.
Not New York, Connecticut.
So I'm in Stamford. I'm in Stamford, Connecticut, November 14th and 15th. And then just added, I'm going to be at Mic Drop Comedy Club, November 21st and 22nd in San Diego.
Nice.
Yes. And then I'm going to be in Vermont Comedy Club December 5th and 6th.
Okay.
So this year is almost over. I don't know if it was if I've done anything.
We did a lot. We launched a freaking podcast and we've been doing it every week.
That's true.
We've been recording every week.
So, and then, the podcast's going well.
Yes.
Everything else is just, we're holding on.
We're holding on.
We're figuring things out.
I'm trying to, this damn marathon just needs to happen. I'm so tired right now.
Oh, because you had to run for your life yesterday?
Yeah, so I did my final long run yesterday, which was 21 miles. I was really nervous because you remember I was hurt for a bit.
Isn't a marathon 26 miles?
Yeah, but so basically while you're training, you do a long run like 3 weeks before and then you start tapering. So you start running less. You want to make sure that your legs are fresh for the actual marathon. So it was my last long run.
But have you run 26?
No, you don't. You run at the marathon 26. You don't want to do it beforehand because you're just going to mess your legs up. Our body is like a car almost. It's like tires, right? You know how like F1, you got to put fresh tires on? It's kind of like
that
equivalent.
We all have bald tires. We all run in our 20s.
So you never run the full 26 until the actual marathon. Yeah. But I did 21. So that means I have 5 miles. So if I felt, and I felt really good yesterday, which is great. So if you feel good after 21, then you just have to punch out 5 more, right? And at that point, you're just on adrenaline. You're just like, you know, yeah. So, episode 3.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about our key moments. Mm-hmm. Opening scene.
Mm.
So, we jump back to where Kyung makes her first wish, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, she's like, she declares her wish. She says, Genie, you've tempted me.
Which I thought was very interesting.
I know. So there's a lot of like innuendos throughout their thing, which I kind of, it's very interesting, which I like. So they decide that, so they're on the street and they're waiting for people to walk by. So those people could be their test subjects, right?
The five people.
Because, right, so Kyung's first wish is she wants Genie to corrupt five people, right? Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. He tells her his backstory, which is he's a famous genie because he's like a well-known genie in the genie community. Because he was cast out of heaven to bow to humans, right?
He wouldn't bow to humans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a lot of this like stuff that he starts telling, and throughout these two episodes,
the angels got cast out because they rebelled.
Yeah. Right. So throughout these two episodes, you hear all this stuff, like Genie kind of overshares a lot of stuff because, like, you know, you see Strade being like, why are you telling her all of this? Like, you should keep some of the stuff to your chest, right?
He's like, nah, she needs to know.
So the first person walks by, and it's the lady that we saw at the grocery store.
Looking lady emo, yes. That I was at the, yeah, grocery, the emo store.
Yeah, the grocery store emo. Her name is Im Sun, right? Mm-hmm. So she is the eldest daughter. So everyone's related to all the Haimonis, you know, like Haimoni's friends. They're right. All related. So she's like the daughter-in-law of one of the ladies, right? She walks by. She looks super downtrodden. She looks super sad. And she sees Kyung and she's like, oh, I need to come by to get an oil change.
Right.
And she like shuffles away. And then Genie's just like, oh, that looks like a lady who's who wants her life to end tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. She said that face. Someone who wants the world to end tomorrow.
Right. The second person. Who's the second person?
Paul Kyung.
Uh-huh.
Former classmate, current bank teller,
mm-hmm.
lifelong hater for some reason. So this is Kyung's old classmate.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's working at the bank and she's like managing Kyung's account.
Yes.
And she's like mm-hmm. a little awkward and she's uncomfortable and she offers her a free towel set. And I thought about those towels immediately.
I told you, right? It's a whole
Should
thing.
We be doing towels
CKD
on the merch?
CKD towels.
Should we be doing CKD towel merch?
I have to say, those towels are kind of ugly. Have you seen? I have to show you. We have the Beauty Supply Association.
If there,
it's literally just like Times News Roman, like stamped.
If they're anything like the ones that we saw in Queen of Tears,
yeah,
I wondered,
it's exactly so ugly.
Why
we could just get
nicer.
The monogrammed?
Love, and you know we love a monogram.
We love a monogram. We're Southern girls. We love a good monogram. Love so we could do CKD, but this made me laugh though. I thought of us.
I thought
of the social clip.
I was like, come on, towel. But. And she kind of asked her nervously where she, because it's like, this is, it reminds me of a conversation that you have with someone. Like, this is peak acquaintance conversation.
Yeah. And it's like.
It's like, I know you.
Yeah.
We know each other.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
This ain't going further than him.
And it's interesting because, like, I think with Kyung, everyone else, like, everyone knows about her. They know mm-hmm. she's a psychopath, right? Mm-hmm. So everyone, and Kyung is it very, like. What's the word? Neutral towards people.
Yeah.
She's kind of like, hello. Mm-hmm. Like monotone, like robotic almost.
Yeah. Hello.
So it's interesting when you have someone like this character who's like so, like her reaction is so like off-putting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's a little like sketch. So I couldn't figure it out. I was like, is she scared of her? Like I couldn't figure it out at first, but obviously in episode four we see like the rest of the backstory.
The next one?
Well, yes. The little dog.
The little puppet dog.
The little dog. So the dog, there's a cute little dog. He's like a little cocker spaniel and he's super just like super, super barky, right?
Very barky
dog. He has a little mouth on him and he's just bark, 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 bark.
And she's like, wait, how does the dog know that you're here? Because he walks up next mm-hmm, to Genie mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and she's like, how does this dog, mm-hmm. can this dog?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, you know, animals are spiritual beings and they can see him. Even when he's invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And so people always go, it's like whoever a dog barks at. But we never talk about the fact that animals can also not be nice.
I know.
Animals can also not be nice. So it's interesting that he was just like, oh, yeah, animals can. It's like the thing where like there's a tsunami coming and all the birds fly away.
Yeah. It's like when animals can sense it right away. So
right. I also think that they should be like, tsunamis, like just tell me. Like, hey, there's a fire.
I know. If you see animals running, then you kind of know.
It's like the thing with black people, if one of us is running. We don't ask any questions. We just start.
Everyone just starts running.
You don't know about this phenomenon?
No. I mean, when I see people freaking out, I freak out.
So, as a black person, mm-hmm. if you are around black people, if someone starts running, we will all start running. And we will not ask why we are running until we get to a far enough distance where we're like, so why were we running? I don't have time to ask in the beginning, but I'm going to get to where I'm going and then I'll ask you later. But I do. He's the cutest little dog. Mm-hmm. And she complains that dogs always bark at her.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he's like, okay. Well, Jeannie's just like, okay, well, the dog is the third candidate. And she's like, no, it's a dog. And right. he's like, no. We're going to do it. And then.
So he's making dog puns.
So she's making dog puns. So this is so funny. So she's like, oh, this is positively fascinating. That translation had me tickled. So she's literally saying "keshingi." So Korean curse words use a lot of dog, like "ke" is dog, okay? Mm. So you have like "ke" is "hecky," right? Which is son of a bitch, right?
Oh, because
and then
dog.
When you say something is like extreme, almost you say like it's "ke," like "keshingi" means oh that's really like that's so interesting, but it's like basically saying it's very. It's like another form of saying very interesting, right? So she's saying ke jingi. And then 이게 무슨 개소리야. So 개소리 means like what's this bullshit? Like 개소리 is like literal translation is dog sound. So it's almost translates to barking as well, right? So that's why they said what the bark are you saying? It's literally like what the F are you saying to?
Interesting.
Yeah, so that was a lot. That was very funny. So we have the dog. And then the creepy truck guy comes again. He was extra creepy in this version.
He was
in this
doing
episode.
A lot.
He was doing a lot. His name is Hangtae, right? And his grandma runs the local kamjatang shop that they always go to on Wednesday. I think she kind of senses that something's off with him.
Well, because she noticed
the hair.
The hair on the on the taillight.
Yeah. And then finally you have Young Hyun. Who's that YouTuber who was recording her and interviewing her? Random guy. He and his wife like moved to the countryside. So their neighborhood is called Cheongpung. Cheongpung. So instead of Yongdiri, it's Cheongpung. Cheongpung. So he moved to like they wanted
to
country
all these
life.
Small town.
Something D, right?
Right.
This is Cheongpung.
Okay, so it was a Samdari, Yongdiri, and I was just like, okay, but there's no Ri on this one.
Mm-hmm. When they were like talking to all these people, it was only Kayong, who was able to see people. So he had the pin on. So I guess when the pin's on.
The pin means he is invisible.
Invisible. And then when he takes it off, I guess it means he's.
Visible.
Visible.
Okay.
Basically, he tells her that when these people hit rock bottom, that is when the lamp will magically appear and seduce them. Jeannie tells her that. That there are good genies and bad genies. Mm-hmm. And he admits his name, Iblis, means that. It's another word for Satan, basically. Mm-hmm. And you're like, ooh, okay. Then she has this dream. This is an interesting dream because she looks like she's in the lamp. Like at first I was like, is she in the lamp? She's wearing traditional Arabic clothing, right? And she's surrounded by gold and she's like laughing. But did you notice
her face skin, is gone.
It was weird.
Her face is gone. And so she's wearing like. Because it doesn't seem like it's just a
it's
scarf
not a
on her head.
Or anything.
It's just, not, yeah, it's like not a full scarf, hijab, but it's a scarf. And then like so she's wearing like the Middle Eastern clothing. Like a you know Arab area clothing.
And then this.
But she's laughing, but she looks sad.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it. I thought she was sick almost because you can see like blood vessels. I don't know what it was.
But they're all like dark and like
dark colors. Yeah,
up. And it's just like, and it made me think. Do they trade places and she ends up in the lamp?
I don't know. So I think this dream, and it appears in the next episode as well. So eventually we'll get to the bottom of what this dream is. But she has this dream. She wakes up from it, right? And then Jeannie goes to Sade. And then he's like, I told her everything. I told her that I'm a bad genie. And Sade's just like,
Why
are you telling her everything? Like, I don't understand. Like, the whole point is to get her corrupt, right? Like, why you're trying to corrupt her. Why are you telling her everything? You know what I mean?
Because he loves her.
I don't even know, like, what he's thinking. He's not very smart. So this is my thing about Jeannie. Jeannie is a genie name and angel name. Jeannie's not very
No.
He's not a very smart guy.
No.
Mm-mm.
He must be one of those people where it's just like, well, not people. He must be very like, he's good at fighting.
So there's a Korean word. He's very sunjine, like kind of like innocent, in a way gullible.
Yeah, because it's like, I think sometimes when, I think he's been by himself too long.
But it's interesting because I feel like the whole crux of his character, right? In the beginning, you were like, okay, he always believed, like he was kind of bad, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was always bad and he believed humans are bad and he's the one who kind of fought against God. So I'm kind of like, that facade or that image of him is so different from the version we're getting now. Do you know what I mean? Because this version, he's kind of like, he's a dum-dum kind of.
He's a ding-dong, yeah.
I know, right? He tells Sade that he feels like he's going to lose. He's like, I'm a little worried because I feel like she's going to win. Like, I feel like.
Because she's been winning.
She's something else. She's something else. So I need to figure this out. He's like, maybe I just go back and hide. You know, he's like, how long is she going to really live? Like, only 80 years. So maybe I could just go back, you know? And then we're like, haha, okay. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to go hide from her. So he like goes in to his lamp. And this is where we discover the magic carpet.
Yeah. I wonder if people are mad about. Are people mad about this carpet?
No one talked about the carpet. I haven't seen anything about the carpet, but the carpet comes and it is just, this part is such a silly scene.
It's very goofy. See, this is the thing. It's like, I had no idea the show was going to get this goofy.
Yes.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate it because I feel like it could have not gone goofy and I think it needed to go goofy.
He grabs the carpet. He has it under his arm. He just carries it around. And Haimoni's like, making bibimbap for herself. I don't think it was for him.
It was a big ass bowl.
Looked great.
Looked amazing. And he was like, don't tell Kyung anything. And she's like, what? And so he's like, oh, you made food. She's like, yeah. And then he takes all of it.
Uh-huh.
And so now he's in the sky with a white napkin.
Yeah, because he has a white suit. He can't get it dirty. So you know what I told you? Like when I eat white, I always put my little napkin. Oh my God. So I went to that restaurant we went to the other time, right?
Oh yeah, I think I saw it yesterday. Sinonggang,
yeah.
Yeah.
I made my little makeshift napkin bib.
Did it get over?
And the Ajashi comes over and he's like, they have aprons.
Look at
he
God.
Gave me an apron. And I was like, thank you so much. And I like put it on and I was just like.
Because hot pot places that I have been to will give you a full zone. Yes. And honestly, I bet you that stops them from getting a lot of bad Yelp reviews.
Yes. He's on the carpet ride. There's a fisherman who sees him. He's like, what the F is happening? And then they're fighter pilots, okay? There are two jets, one Korean and one Japan. So one Korean pilot, one Japanese pilot. And they're at the maritime, at the border. Mm-hmm. And they're like both, you know, like scoping it out. They see this unidentified object and they're like, oh my God, we're about to go to war. Like what's happening? What's happening? Because they're all like thinking that the other person sent this like unidentified object.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the news. This whole freaking thing.
And Kyung's like, what?
Genie shows up to the auto shop.
And he's like, hello.
And she's like, you almost like caused a war. Like, what are you doing? It's just really silly.
I do wonder why didn't he? Well, I guess he didn't figure it out. I guess he didn't know about planes.
He didn't know about planes.
But he's also, but he knows that people can. Why isn't he invisible at this point? Oh, maybe he can't make the carpet invisible.
I mean, he was full on visible.
Well, it would have been crazy if he could make him and the carpet invisible, but the bowl he couldn't make invisible. So there's just this bowl flying.
I wonder
if
they were just seeing the carpet.
Well, because the fire.
That makes more sense. No wonder because. But they were talking to him.
Yeah,
because
he's like, hey, hi, what are y'all doing?
It's too silly.
Because at one point he's like, bibimbap, and they're like, no.
Okay, this is when it gets like wild. So then Shadi is like, what are you doing? Why are you blowing your cover? It's been like 12 hours. You said you're going to hide out. You can't. And he's like, okay, so this plan isn't going to work. So now I'm going to go investigate her past. I need to figure out why she did the things that she did in the past. You're like, what? Okay. So this is, again, a very silly montage.
Of her going to be a part. So it's like, it's the 1909 independence fighter, Kyung.
Yes. So She is, this is just so silly. So she is, remember we talked about how she had helped one of the independence fighters, right? Mm-hmm. An Jung-gun was his name. So he is a famous guy, right? So Harbin Station was where they put the bomb to assassinate the Japanese prime minister. So this is this whole thing. It really happened. So basically they're making Kaeyoung the new An Jung-gun, I guess. So
no, there was old boy. He ran off and now she's with the other people.
Yeah. So she's like part of the plot, right? So she's like battling. Genie pops in. Everyone's like, oh my God, who is this genie?
Also, he's in a white suit.
And everyone's like, suit. Who everyone's the hell like, is who this? Is what's happening? And we go back to this Hagok, like we're since Hagok times, right? 1592, yeah, Joseon era. So she's delivering, she's on horseback delivering a message from the admiral, Yi Sun-shin, right? The famous guy.
And she has to be disguised as a man because if anything happened in the past, unless you're a Kiseng, you have to be disguised as a man.
And then, of course, Genie comments. So she is there in front of Chona, and she's passing on the message, right? Mm-hmm. And then Genie pops up, scaring everyone, because, again, he's not hiding. All of the ministers are like, what the f*** is happening? Everyone's freaking out. And then they decide to behead the Genie, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you jump to the future, and on the radio, Kaeyoung's working and the radio's on and it talks about a legend of a decapitated man screaming Ki Kaeyoung over and over again. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, what are you doing right now? I thought you're supposed to be working on this wish. Like, I aren't you going to grant this wish? What are you doing? Like, why are you stalling?
Because it seems like you're doing everything instead of granting my wish.
Which is true.
Why are you stalling?
And then he's like, don't worry, the lamp's gonna appear when people are most desperate. Like, I'm working on it, don't worry about it, right?
Because they have to do this for four people and a dog,
right? And then she's like, so how will I know if someone's wish was a granted and if it changes things? She's like, I'm gonna have no idea. How are we gonna figure this out? So then he's like, don't worry, I got you. He decides to bring her to one of those skyscrapers or one of those buildings, tall buildings that the landlord guy, right? The landlord guy owns.
Mm-hmm.
And the genie's just like, there is a magic quill that will tell the truth. And she's like, fucking quill are you talking about, right?
Well, it's attached to an angel and you have to pluck one of the feathers off. And it's the landlord, Angel Neem, appears and he's Genie's brother.
So we discover the landlord, Liu Shu-hyun, right? He is, I can't pronounce it, El Jael, right? The angel.
That reminds me of, like, you know, Israel, Ashrael, all that family of names.
So he pops up, and then as soon as he arrives, Genie's just like, be sure to pluck a flower or a feather, and he throws Kaeyoung off the building. She's falling. Again, she's screaming of happiness. She's so happy because she's like, this is great. I'm going to die. I love this so much. It's giving her a high. Mm-hmm. So then the angel, screaming, chases her, runs
after
her. So
he runs after her, pops his wings out of his suit.
But he's screaming like a banshee.
He's also screaming because this woman was, and then he goes, oh, yeah, this is scary. So
he's screaming, and then he, like, saves her, right? And then the black wings come out, and she's just – and then she's like, why are you screaming when you have wings? And he's like, I'm a bit rusty.
Right, it's been a while since I had to save somebody falling from 40 f***ing stories. And then she plucks the feather, and she goes, okay, bye!
And she, like, runs off, and I'm like, what the f*** is happening? It's so ridiculous, okay? So then Genie comes. And they have a face-off.
Yes.
And it's been 1,000 years since they've seen each other, right? They're technically brothers because, again, God created both of them. Because
he said, you got created on Wednesday.
So they're brothers. And then basically, they're kind of egging each other on. And Genie's point is like, how are you doing, you know, helping all these poor, you know, these wonderful humans while they're like
lumps of clay.
These lumps of clay who are out here doing random ass shit. Not random, but like corrupt ass shit, like starting wars, killing each other, blah, 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 blah. You know, how do you feel about that? And like Angel's just like, well, actually, maybe this all started because
y'all corrupted them.
You corrupted them. You decided to give them all wishes and they're acting like fools right now, you know. So they go back and forth. And then
he was
this
like,
part was funny. This part. Jeannie's like, I know what you've been doing for 1,000 years. You've been like watching me because the owl, right? Because mm-hmm. the owl's there. And you've been putting more sand and covering up my lamp.
You've been coming to see me and pouring sand and on me.
Yeah.
But this was my girl what moment when he destroys his building.
That was really mean. That was uncalled for.
There were so many floors.
There were 40 floors. I'm just making that up. I don't know. But
there was, I'm going to tell you, there was more than 10.
It became a Marvel movie because
he was just boom, 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 boom.
And then he's like, oh my God, do you know how much, like, do you know how long buildings take to build? Like, we are just about to, like,
I have people
put this out on the market.
I have people moving in next week. What is wrong with you?
Then you have Kyung, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's using the feather. So it's the quill of truth, okay? So this is basically a magic feather that always tells the truth when you're writing. Mm-hmm. So this reminded me a lot, and I doubt you read the books or watched it. Harry Potter.
No.
Okay. So Harry Potter.
I was also in college when Harry Potter came out. So I was a full grown up when the movie came out. I never heard of those books.
So the movie came out when we were in high school. When you're in high school and I was in middle school.
It was my freshman year of college.
Freshman year of college?
Oh, because I remember I was a theater kid.
Okay.
So I remember that movie. Girl, that kid was wearing me out by that damn movie.
I read it because my little brother, Kevster, was all about it. So I was reading it with him. So in the second book movie, Chamber of Secrets, Tom Riddle has a diary, okay?
Riddle's fun.
Yeah, so it's Voldemort. You know the bad guy?
Also, J.K. Rowling. Boo!
I know. So upsetting. Like, what is going on? So Tom Riddle, Voldemort, he had a magic diary, which he seduces Ginny.
Oh, Tom Riddle becomes Voldemort?
Yeah. So this is Tom Riddle.
Oh, he turned into the bad
guy. So basically, he comes to the future in a diary form. So the diary, his diary is a horcrux. Okay, I don't want to get into it, but
it's a spell book. Got it.
Right.
Or it's a curse.
It's cursed. So his, basically he reappears. He puts a part of his soul into this diary so people in the future, so he can come out. Like, it's his whole thing.
Sounds good.
Right. But the whole point is there's a magic diary, right? Mm. And then it does this because basically when you're writing into the diary, Tom Riddle is responding back to you. So you see the scene where she's writing and he the magic quill corrects itself. It's very similar. I just got very strong Harry Potter vibes from that.
But also J.K. Rowling, boo.
She's ruined her legacy. What are you doing?
Like, for what?
For what? She starts writing in the diary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, Jeannie is handsome. And then it corrects itself. She's like, ha ha, it's the truth. And then this part I thought was so sweet. She says, I'm grandma's burden. And then it changes to X's burden and makes it her strength.
And this was my tears moment.
I know. I teared up.
I almost teared up right now.
I teared up. So this is why I like this writer. Because in these crazy, ridiculous moments,
mm-hmm.
you are able to like just bring out that emotion. So for me, that tear moment, right? It was episode 1 where the Hermione is like, telling her to look at her face of despair and she's like just sobbing like that. Mm. That scene just like got me. But I feel like Kim Min-suk is just really, really good at making these like random moments where they just make you cry out of nowhere.
I can, you know? But I think this also shows that she is not as emotionally disconnected as we're led to believe a psychopath is.
Well, so in the comments, right? So I believe in our YouTube comments. I should pull this up. But someone said that they don't think she's a true psychopath, which is kind of true. They're just like, she's in tune with her emotions. Like, maybe that's something that we find out in the future. Mm-hmm. But right now, the version they're seeing, our fan was like, I don't think she's a true psychopath. Because there are these moments. Because you see it throughout 3 and 4,
mm-hmm.
right? Or she got real good training, because you remember that projector in the beginning?
Yeah, after it dream? Shows, because I figured out what it was, because it shows up in Genies, and I'm just like, it's literally showing her people's faces and emotions, so she's studying all of that.
So which is that part too, I was like, oh, like she is trying so hard.
Because she wants to keep up her end of the deal with grandma.
With the grandma.
Because I think mm-hmm. as she gets older, she realized like, oh, grandma's doing all this work. to help me.
Yeah.
I need to do, you know, I need to hold up my end of the bargain with grandma, because it's mm-hmm. like, that's what she's like. I told grandma I wouldn't kill anybody, but you don't count.
Because you're not a human.
You're not a human. And honestly, you can't, this one, and it's boom, you can die.
No, but that moment was really sweet. And then, this is so random. So then the
this was very silly.
I was just like, what's happened to the village leader? He's like sitting there daydreaming. He's almost kind of like blushing at the thought of our angel rubbing noses with them.
Yes.
And I'm just like, what is happening? And then his assistant's like, oh, boss, don't worry. Like, I heard that in the Middle East, it's a tradition. Men do that to each other when they're like to dignitaries, for people who are like elevated status. Mm-hmm. So then, of course, the village leader is just like, oh, my God, thank God. He goes to his wife and he was like, for a moment,
our family was rattled.
And I'm like, what?
And she's just like, sell strawberries.
I'm like, what?
Get away from me. But the thing that I thought was silly, and this was like my mini girl what moment, is him hugging the wife but then doing that little butt wiggle. And I was like, what is this butt wiggle about? Also, I don't know what it is about that man's face. I think he's very handsome. Like the way his face, I'd have no idea. I don't know if it's certain features. I'm like, he, I don't know if he looks like somebody.
I was like,
right. I don't know.
It's okay. Listen. Everyone has their own taste.
Because you think the genie is handsome, and I think that he needs to be, that he is a UFO.
Grocery store lady, right? Sad lady. She is at work. The manager lady, her boss, is being really fucking mean to her. She's like, you need to put on makeup and you need to take your patches. You know what those patches mm-hmm. are, right? Like salon pass.
Yep, I've tried them before.
They're great. And she's like, you need to take those off. You can't do that while you're working. So this poor woman is like basically bullied at work, right? She's in the storage room and she's like moving boxes around without the patch. And then the lamp magically appears. Okay?
Because she is at
rock bottom.
Her rock bottom.
Right. So genie appears, but he doesn't show his face. It's just sand. It's actually quite beautiful.
It's graphic. Very pretty.
It's very pretty.
I would love to see the meeting go, No. We need more of a swirl
yes,
here.
Yes, it's pretty. It's very, very pretty. So he appears. He's like, hey, and he like lists it out, right? He's like, I can't make anyone, what was it? I can't bring anyone back from dead.
And I can't see into the future.
Exactly. And then she's like, okay. So she decides that she.
Uh-huh. Why do you think he can't send people to the future? It's because the future hasn't happened yet?
I don't know. Well, we talked about this last time. Why can't he make people fall? Remember the rule in Aladdin, Disney Aladdin, where you can't make anyone fall in love? I don't know why that's not a thing.
Well, I think maybe in Aladdin, you can't make somebody fall in love with you so we can have the love story of Princess Jasmine.
I don't know. Okay.
I just thought about this just now. But I think I've seen other stuff with genies on it, and they're always like, I can't. Or is Aladdin my only?
I think Aladdin's my only frame of reference.
Frame of reference for the genie. Yeah. But this is... He pops up and, like he said, desperate, makes a wish.
Right. So real fast. So she's like, I wish to become the manager. I need to be the manager.
And
okay?
I've been working here for 20 years as a temp worker.
Which is so sad.
And the manager was hired because she had a college degree. Mm. Here's my thing. Mm-hmm. Ma'am, you could have got another job.
I know.
20 years as a temp?
20 years as a temp. Like, what are you doing? Why you are know, you there?
Mm-hmm. So in certain states, you can't do that. You can't have somebody on as a temp for a certain amount of time like that.
That makes sense.
Because when you have somebody on like that as a temp, you're not paying into, there's all the things you have to be responsible for when you have an employee.
She walks out and it's happened literally like snap of a finger.
She got new
clothes. She's the manager. And then she's in a new outfit. She has lipstick on. And then she basically flips the switch, right?
And she's on old girl immediately.
Immediately. So you kind of see her true nature, right? As much as she's been downtrodden, she at the core isn't a good person. She just isn't.
I don't think this is her true nature. I think this is her getting revenge.
Yes,
so I don't think revenge has to necessarily be her true nature. I think it's she comes out and the first thing she does is humiliate that manager who's been humiliating her for 20 years.
Yeah, I just felt like, I don't know. So basically after that, she's having her own power trip, right? Because Kaeyoung goes to see her. So she arrives at the grocery store and then she tells Kaeyoung. Kaeyoung was like, oh, aren't you going to come by for your oil change? She's like, actually, I'm going to upgrade my car. And she like walks off. And Kaeyoung's just kind of like, what's happening? And then Jeannie tells her, this is human nature at the truth, right? Mm-hmm. This is the true human nature, right? Then we find out, so they're Kyung, of course, Chini and Kyung are at the grocery store. He's following her around, and she mentions Minji, and he's like, oh, how did you become friends with Minji? I'm just so curious, because Chini and Minji, they have not met yet, mm-hmm. so Kyung keeps on talking about them. So then we discover how they became friends, right?
Because he needs this information, because if he's going to corrupt her, he needs to know who everybody is.
So back in, like, middle school, mm-hmm. right, Minji was bullied. Bullied pretty badly. So, you know, again, this is like the glory and we love the bully scene. So these like three girls are terrorizing Minji, right? And then you see Kyung in the back, kind of like, not disassociated, but she's like, she's keeping to herself, right? Because she's a psychopath. She's a kid at this point. So she's just like kind of studying. Mm-hmm. She sees what's happening and she knows that it's wrong because...
Where is an adult? Like, I keep seeing these things where it's kids in rooms. Like, I started watching Itaewon Class, and again, I have to do it in baby steps because it's very sad.
They're always alone. I know.
Is this like a study hall situation?
In between. In between. Because
in America, you cannot leave children unsupervised.
I know. So,
like, I wondered as a kid when teachers went to the bathroom. Right.
So, this is why I always, like, growing up watching Korean shows, it was so interesting for me because... You're right. Like when we were younger, we were never left alone.
Especially not middle schoolers.
Right. So it's always, and of course, all the bad stuff happens when the adults aren't around. Right. So they're terrorizing Minji. Kyung defends Minji, right? She's just like, what are you doing? And then she realizes these girls are bullying her knowing that it's wrong. So again, for Kyung, she knows right and wrong from the rules, right? So she's like, well, you're breaking the rule, right? So she follows the girls to the bathroom, the bullies. They're smoking. They're smoking in there. And Kyung has gasoline.
First of all, you should be smoking outside.
No, in Korea, they do it all inside.
No, I
remember. All the K-dramas, all the bullies are always like doing like weird stuff.
No, they used to do stuff in like in the bathroom. And like it's, I remember when I was in middle school, some kids tried to like smoke in the bathroom. And even the teachers were like,
what?
We have so much outside. Where did she get gasoline? That's not my problem.
She goes to the gasoline store.
She goes to the gasoline store and said, sir, I'd like a small gasoline, please.
She has a black leather cap on.
She has a black leather cap. And then she walked in her little schoolgirl outfit and was like, small gasoline, please. And so she got the tiniest amount of gasoline and proceeds to pour it on the bathroom floor while listening to her watch to make sure that she's like.
She doesn't lose control.
She doesn't lose control. And she was like, if you keep messing with her, I'll burn the whole place down. And then she starts, and then they start coming towards her, and then she sprays the girls with gasoline and pulls out a light. And she was just like, I'm not playing with y'all.
Korean people are crazy. So again, watching this, and I just thought about the glory. Like, the way the writers portray these bullies. Anyways, it was wild when she threw the gasoline on their faces. I was like, oh my God. What is happening? Minji and Kyung become friends after that, okay? Mm-hmm. And then we learn that Minji is really bad at school, but Kyung's smart, right?
And she was not having it.
So Kyung is literally, you're going to study or I'm going to kill you. Mm-hmm. You're going to do well on your SATs or I'm going to kill you. You're going to get into dental school or I'm going to kill you. So basically.
And then she just goes, aw, thank you.
And Kyung basically got Minji through school, right?
Okay. But every time she got, she was like, and she, again, it's another thing. And she's just like, if you don't know this, she's like, you're going to kill me. It was this, actually, it's the sweetest thing.
It's really sweet. So we know why they're besties and I love it. Okay. So speaking of besties, now there's Angel, right? We jump to Angel. Mm. Angel is talking to
Angel
his
Neem.
Angel Neem. Oh, Angel Neem. Talking to his assistant, right? The really cute owl, Erim, is her name, okay? Basically, they've been keeping tabs on Kyung this entire time. So just as long as, like, 983 years, mm-hmm. Angel and his assistant, they've been keeping tabs on Kyung too.
Yes.
Because they all know that she's going to be the demise of, like, or they're hoping that she's going to cause the demise of Angel.
Because there's not that many genies left.
Exactly.
Right.
So Erim is basically telling her all about, like, telling him all about Kyung making the first wish. So they, you know, keep track. Then he admits, and this part I thought was so funny, he has been studying psychopaths for the past 20 years. Mm-hmm. So he can prep for this moment, which I thought was so funny, right?
Because he thought she would make a wish.
Right. So he's like, something's happening here. I don't know what it is.
He's like, bring me my books.
Right. So but this is interesting, right? Because he really, really thought, because he studied psychopaths for 20 years, mm-hmm. he expected her to act a certain way. But right now, Kyung isn't acting like way, which is a hint to maybe she's not a true psychopath. Mm. You know what I mean? So that's why I was like, oh, but interesting.
She can't be a true psychopath, because then she wouldn't interact with anybody.
Yeah. So then you see,
because he's asked like, what's Jeannie up to? And Jeannie's spending Sade's money also, on beer and video games.
You're making him into this like bum.
He's a bum.
He's like a scrub living
girl,
off.
There's nothing worse than a broke man in your house. I talk about this all the time.
I know.
Broke man in your house, you know, eating all your meats and cheeses
and
while you were
exactly,
at work.
This is exactly what Jeannie's doing. He's literally stealing Haimoni's food. He's
and
asking
her money.
Her money. He's asking Haimoni for money. And it's not even like, if it'd be something, it was like thousands of dollars. He's asking for $1 for he could play video games. And he's like, I'm going to become a pro gamer and I'm going to make money. Like this man, and he's using Sade's money. He's like stealing money from Sade.
But this was my other girl. Oh my God, what moment so was funny. The product placement of the beer he starts drinking.
I know, he has so much beer. He loves the beer. So Jeannie's playing video games. A man walks by, throws a cigarette butt, which is so rude. And this man proceeds to be very, very rude to Jeannie. So
very
Jeannie
rude.
Calls Sade. Sade comes out, growls, and becomes the panther.
Okay? Uh-huh.
The panther. So
Just to teach the man
a lesson, okay? So he's threatening this guy. Then an owl appears, right? It's Edim. And then so Edim saves this guy from Sade. Mm-hmm. And then we discovered that they've been long friends, okay? Mm-hmm. So they're buddies and they're chatting in their animal form. They're like, oh, what are you doing in this town? He's just like, it's, she's like, oh, we've been here for like a couple of years now.
It's,
like,
it's very
so
interesting
cute.
To see them talking as animals, because now they're in the woods. And so now the villagers arrive trying to hunt a panther, terrorizing the neighborhood, and they transfer back into human form.
This part was so funny.
But they forget to, the owl forgets to hide her like ear feathers, and then he hides their tail, and it was just like, oh, we were just went to Everland.
Do you know what Everland is?
I'm sure it's some conference thing.
No, they're at Disneyland.
Oh.
It's a huge, yeah. So do you get it? So you know how when you go to like these
amusement
parks,
up.
You dress up. So
yes.
They're just like, you know, but that part was super cute. Oh, also, we discover, so I thought he was a panther. So I think he's a jaguar for real, because he calls himself, Shadi is like, I'm a jaguar, right? Mm-hmm. So panther in Korean, because I think you had asked, is pyobam.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a word for jaguar in Korean. It's literally jagu, chagua.
Okay. So I was like car.
Shadi is investigating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he investigates Kyung, and he comes back. Okay, so we learn a couple things about her. So remember, we were like, why is this auto shop worker, like, why does she have so much money?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just her day job. Her other job,
what a
is,
wild day job.
She is a day trader. So she is bringing in the big bucks, being a stockbroker, basically. She's out here making all this money, okay?
Because she's so smart.
Millions of dollars, okay? Then she has these routines, okay? So every day on the 4th
mm-hmm.
of the month, she goes scuba diving.
And why the 4th?
Why the 4th? Oh, because Sa, mm-hmm. death.
Because I was just in Hawaii and the hotel did not have a fourth floor.
Fourth floor, right.
But it did have a 13th death. Floor.
Which, interesting. Okay.
And I've also been to buildings around LA where it didn't have 4 or 13. And I was like, everybody.
Combining it all together.
Listen, diversity.
So then the 14th, she goes hiking. So mm-hmm. whenever she's picking up the trash, right?
So scuba diving, she's going on the 4th trying to die.
Yeah.
Then on the 14th, she is hiking, trying to fall off something,
yes.
high.
And then the 24th, she
is making a coffin.
So she's at the workshop, right? The workshop that we saw in the previous episode.
Mm-hmm.
She ends up buying the workshop because the lady's like, I gotta go. I can't do this anymore with you.
Oh, because she's watching her make coffins all the time?
And she was just like, I cannot. So we discover that she's basically doing all this because she's rehearsing her death, her accidental death, in case grandma passes.
Right.
So this just, you know, so then Jeannie's just like, oh my God, this means like she may die. Like, we got to make sure that Haimoni stays alive. Like, she's healthy and she stays alive. Okay. Sade is talking to Jeannie at the coffin workshop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, by the way, like, Kyung's asking me all these questions. She's asking me all this stuff, right? And basically, Kyung was like, what happened 983 years ago?
Yeah, why is he pressed about
it? Right. And then she tells him about the dream that she had. She's like, I had this random dream, mm-hmm. right? And she's like, how did I die? What happened? And the genie's just like, oh no, like we can't tell her that she died because she made three righteous wishes. And then of course you have Kyung in the back overhearing everything. So none of his secrets, he has no secrets. She now knows that her death was a self-sacrifice. Like she basically was a good person in her previous past. Mm-hmm. She died because she wanted to save other people. Mm-hmm. So now she knows, she's like, okay, that's good. She's wearing a very pretty pink dress. Mm-hmm. It was very pretty. And she looks very pretty. And then he follows her out. And he's like, where are you going? You still look so pretty. And she's just like, I gotta go. And then like he tags along. Mm-hmm. She goes to her therapist or psychiatrist office to get her medication. Mm-hmm. This is interesting. And then they go shopping. Mm-hmm. And because she's a wealthy gal, she ends up shop until she drops. And he's running around. And he looks very cute, actually. They're a very cute couple. And he's like carrying her bags. Mm-hmm. I love this little scene. I was like, okay.
But it was very like date. Because yeah. I do. Because like I doing Wait, Don't Tell Me. We recorded last week in Hawaii. And they were saying that like the one of the number one dates is actually just like, oh, no. Like to determine a good friendship is just running errands with each other.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing more fun like than just being
Hanging out. You're just in the car. You're chatting. You're like, okay, let's do this. And then, you know, yeah.
Like running around. But like I also thought that's like if I was like when I'm seeing somebody, it's like, oh, but that's also like a fun like, okay, me and this boy are hanging out. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the store. Let's go here. Let's go there. Although I still wonder why IKEA, because people say IKEA will destroy the relationship. Like my homeboy was like,
oh, I love going to IKEA.
Him and his girlfriend, he's like, we hit a milestone. I'm like, what? He's like, we went to IKEA and we didn't break up. And I was like, apparently when the whites go to IKEA, it can fuck up a relationship.
That's really weird.
I don't know.
I love an IKEA. You go get your Swedish meatballs.
It's a cute date. You go shopping and then you get food.
This made me happy.
Well, what was so funny is that he saw this man.
Oh, yes.
This pull is, the table so out.
They go to a very fancy restaurant, right?
And he moved the table.
I know. So they go to this very fancy restaurant. And she's like, this is what people do. This is what couples do, okay? So then Jeannie sees this man, you know, pulling the chair. And then he's like, okay. And he makes a mental note. And then they get to their table. And he like shifts the table. And she's like,
I thought it was the cutest thing.
So this
and is. It's hilarious because it's like, listen, you thought your man was chivalrous because he pulled out the chair. This man moved an entire table.
So this is the part where I was like, okay, now I have to say in the past two drama chases, I never felt the butterflies when I was watching something.
Well, especially not the first one because they were having problems.
Queen of Tears, I was just like, oh, dear God, right? I got butterflies watching Pumjan, that guy, okay?
Yes.
That gave me butterflies.
Because that was a love story developing. Yes.
And then even Marry My Husband.
It's because he was pushing himself away. And then when he tried to help, she was like, no, thank you.
Also, he was low-key stalking her.
A little bit. Not stalking, I guess. Like him.
And then he's handsome, so he's not stalking. But.
And it's also a show.
For whatever reason, watching this, starting this episode, I was like, oh. The little interactions they're having, I'm like, this is that feeling, the butterflies, the excitement I got. And I have not had that feeling in a long time watching K-dramas.
Well, because it seems like they're not, because it's kind of like.
It's been, and this is why I like Kim Min-suk. Because she's really good at this stuff. And all of her other dramas, she's very good, right? Mm-hmm. This, I was like, the fact that he did the table, I was like, it's kind of sweet. Like, he was trying.
It was because he was like, person, right?
I know. And he was so eager. Mm-hmm. And you don't really see, like, that kind of, like, level of, like, eagerness anymore.
Well, because like the show's almost kind of shifted. And I was like, oh, I hope these don't get too Americanized to where you don't see them fall in love and then you don't see this man. Because the thing is, I liked like waiting five episodes for them to hold hands. I liked, you know, when they finally kiss in episode 7 and like, they come from 20 different camera angles.
During their meal, this is interesting. He's like, and he starts asking her, and this is again, I think Humans did just an amazing job of just like adding these little lines in, because again, she's making Chini a leading man right now. Mm-hmm. All these little things, right? So he's like, why are you, what's that medication for? And she's like, oh, it's for grandma's assurance. Mm-hmm. It's her assurance, right? And then you see Chini like understanding what that means. And he's like, okay, mm-hmm. right? And then she's like, why do you want to kill me? Is it because you're Satan? And he's just like, and then
in public.
Right. But like, she's questioning his motives, right? Mm-hmm. Towards her, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, and I think right now, Chini knows that this person, honestly, yes, he tried to harm her, or he feels like she harmed him in the past. Mm-hmm. But right now, the version of Kayoung we're seeing is not that. No. So he's just kind of like, huh. And he's like, and then he kind of feels bad because he goes, where do you want to go after this? He's like, he wants to do something for her, right? Mm-hmm. And then she's like, points to Namsan Tower, which is like the highest building in Korea or whatever. And she's like, I want to go there. And he's like, okay, if I take you there, you have to promise that you're not going to push me off the building.
And she goes, ugh, fine.
So then they go. And I honestly, Thomas was watching me do this. I was literally sitting here. I was like, I thought, I love this scene so much. Like, I got the butterflies. Like, this is when I was like, this drama is getting f-ing good. And I was like squealing, okay? So they're chatting.
Yes.
And she tells him, she's like, I'm happy. You know, I'm really happy that we're here. Mm-hmm. And I'm really happy that you did this for me. And that she likes him. And he's like, what? He's like, oh. And then he's like, why do you like me?
And she says, because I don't need to read your emotion. And he's sturdy. Yeah, which we love, God. Sturdy, oh, we love a sturdy man. And he shines, which I thought was so cute.
And then you could just see Chini, because again, Chini is not a human. He is he's a devil.
Yes.
And he is like, you see his face and he's just like, oh, okay. And then she proceeds to list all the things she likes, mm-hmm. right, in order. Grandma, mm-hmm. Minji, her auto shop, her car, Kamjatang, frogs.
Which is interesting.
Yep. Sound of dental drilling. And then he's flirting with her and he's just like, well, I'm not on that ranking, so I bet I'm not on that list. I gotta move my way up, you mm-hmm. know? And it's like clearly flirting.
I love a flirt. I miss flirt. It's like, you know, getting a good flirt going.
And then he proceeds to turn off the power of the entire city because he's like, we should look at the stars. I am a 39-year-old woman.
Yes.
And I'm watching this fantasy show and I am f-ing squealing. Yee! This is why I like K-dramas. This feeling.
It was so cute. But then I was just like, turn people's lights back on. Like, it was like, turn people's lights back on.
So then she looks at him and she has this like weird fucking looking face. Like
seduction,
like real weird looking, right? Mm-hmm. And then she remembers Minji telling her, if a man says, let's go look at the stars, it means it's kissy time. Mm. Okay. So then she's like, do it.
He's like, what? Do what? What are you talking about? Do what?
And then she's like, I've always wondered what it would feel like. You know, I've always wondered what it would feel like. And he's like, no, this is not, absolutely not. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then he's
because he's probably never been kissed either because he was too busy going to war for 300 years and then corrupting people. I don't think he had time for romance.
And then he's like, no. And she's like, just stand still then. Like, I'm mad. She gets pissed. She's like, no, we need a kiss. Like, I need a kiss. So she kisses him.
Listen, we've all felt like this. We've all been like, come here. Let me kiss you. And you're like, no. I'm like, come here. But you have to be a lady.
So she kisses him.
Mm-hmm.
She does a little peck. And then she goes, is this, what the f*** is this? She's like, what is this?
That's how this is supposed to go.
And then she kisses him again. And then she's like, this is stupid. Like, what am I supposed to feel, right? And then he's like, I really didn't want to do this. Mm-hmm. You're wrong. And then he, like, pulls her in. And they fucking start making out. And it's so fucking good.
Because he's like, this is what it's supposed to feel like. And he pulls her in. And, man, there's nothing nicer than a man pulling you in. And then they make out. And then the lights flicker. And then all of a sudden the whole city comes back on. And I was like, at first I was like, oh, he got too distracted and the lights came back on. And I was like, oh, no, it's because their chemistry, blah. But my first thought was, oh, he can't maintain this because now he's kissing.
It's so good.
It's because he didn't have to tilt the world.
He didn't have to do anything.
He didn't have to tilt the world. He didn't have to. He didn't trick her or anything like that. But I do like she was like, this is crap. And he was like, no. Because there's the thing. He could have not done that. He could have just let her believe that it wasn't. He could have just been like, oh, yeah, you're right. So anyway, let's see his first wish underway.
Yeah, so this was the moment where I was like, oh, I'm in. Like, I'm in. I love the kiss. I understand why. Like, I've always liked Kim Woo Bin. And this is during Airs in 2013 mm-hmm. when he had first, like, he was the second lead. And I just remember distinctly rooting for him. Mm-hmm. This is why. Mm-hmm. He's just like, there's charisma. This is why women love him. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like already like, oh, my God. I just want them to get together so badly.
Do you think the genie actually let... Do you think, like, giving her this kiss and all that was, like, part of the manipulation game? Like, part of the manipulation tactics? Like, if he could get in her head, maybe, it'd be easier to corrupt her?
I think that the genie...
Is starting to like her?
Yes. I think he, as a character, like, he... It's just so interesting because he's supposed to be this, like, mythical creature, right? He's not supposed to be a person. Mm-hmm. He's a creature or not a creature. Yeah, he's a mythical being. Mm-hmm. But he is given all these characteristics of being a human man.
Have you ever read the description of an angel in the Bible?
I mean.
Yeah. It is the scariest thing. Mm-mm. There's a bunch of eyes.
Oh.
There's wings. Like, if you look up what the what an angel looks like, it's not a cherub. It's not an angel name. It is, when you read it, you're like
you're, a creature.
It's a creature. Like, your brain is not ready. I saw something on TikTok and somebody was like, this is historic. This is biblically accurate. And it's kind of scary. Yeah. So, like, they have to look like people for people to understand them. But it's like, if you know the story, it's like, you know, Satan, like Christian Satan. But the story comes from the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. They're all fallen angels. Mm. Like, that's where Satan comes from. They're like, you know, didn't want to bow to him, but they're all angels that rebelled against God, and then they became that, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a very interesting story because it was like there's the jealousy of the human. Mm-hmm. There is this rebellion against God because he's the definition of rebellion against God. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, it's like being in that psychopath mindset mm-hmm. is a rebellion against – your brain is rebelling against almost – It's not functioning in the parameters of other people's brains.
Yeah.
Right? So you're literally rebelling against...
You're not acting like a human.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's...
It's like they reversed it.
Right. And mm-hmm. so they're both two beings mm-hmm. that are not following the norm of anything.
Yes.
Because
the fact that
he's a genie in the first place
yes.
is a rebellion.
It's a rebellion,
and because... And then they... went to war with angels. So it's literally rebellion.
Yeah.
And then her brain is, you know, not functioning like other brains.
Yeah.
Which is a rebellion. You know, if you think of it like that way.
Yeah. So.
But that's what I wonder.
I feel like he, yes. I think he, because again, throughout this episode, I think he is starting to care for her. It's not mm-hmm. pure manipulation because he is like, again, he has human, he has empathy like a human. Like, you can see him. Like, he's a little dull at times, but he's processing all this information and he's learning who she is, right? And she's giving him little tidbits of herself and he's starting to kind of understand who she is at the core. And he's learning, oh, she's not just a psychopath. There's more happening there.
Right.
That's why he, like, kissed her. Like, I don't think he would have kissed her if he didn't feel like...
I think he had to feel something. But it's like, I haven't 100% figured out if it's manipulation or not. But I always think about the fact...
He's not smart enough to manipulate her right now. That's
not... But he has... Well, not her, but other people, yes. But I always think about... they would always tell you, the devil knows scripture, too. The devil knows the Bible as well as any angel. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like the devil is a step ahead sometimes.
Knows the whole book.
Whole time, yeah.
And so it was, you know, was there for, you know, the temptation of all of these things.
Yeah.
right? Your garden, very early human, mm-hmm. you were able to corrupt, and that's where the division is. So if you think of it like that, it's he has to get close to her mm. to be able to corrupt
tempt her. Yeah.
Right. And so I think further down the line, in the same way that we had to have...
Is that the conflict in the future? Oh, no. So right now he's acting like kind of dumb and coy to like really trick her. Oh, no.
We're all about to get our feelings hurt. Because think about it. When Chi-Won completely misunderstands the relationship between Ji-Hawk and Yura, where she's mad at him. And
yeah,
not
you got
to
always have that conflict in like the middle of this. Oh, no. So, oh, no. Boo.
Yep.
Boo. So he's just
That's my prediction. There's my prediction. It's going to turn out. So what's going to happen is like he's going to try to use his affection towards her against her. And or she's going to, or what's going to happen, it's going to either be grandma or Minji is going to say, someone's going to tell her that his intentions are not what they should be.
I mean, in the next, yeah. So,
and
okay.
then it's going to be a flip. And then he's going to have to then prove himself to her. But with the way the show is going, maybe it's going to go the other way where she has to prove herself to him. But somebody's going to have to prove, because Korean dramas do what they do.
Right.
Somebody's going to have to prove there's going to be a misunderstanding when it comes to the love thing.
Yes.
Where someone had an ulterior motive.
Yes.
And somebody's going to have to go, but I didn't do that. But, so this was episode 3.
It was, honestly, I'm.
You were,
you have not seen this reaction from me.
No.
In the past 2 dramas. I know. No. Because we haven't, and I was, I'm telling you, I was sitting here going like this.
Well, because the past 2 dramas haven't been traditional Korean drama love stories.
Right. Like Marry My Husband, I was like, like I was so excited to watch it, but I never got the like.
Because Soo-min and Min-won do not fall in love. No. Everybody's the only people.
I mean, Chi-Hawk swoony. Like there were
the only people
moments.
That fall in love are Hyun and Eun-ho.
I know.
And we don't even see that. We don't even see it. We just see the side effects of it. We don't really see their love story happening. But we're back next Wednesday.
Yes.
To chase the 4th episode of Genie Make a Wish.
Everyone should watch this right now.
Everyone
honestly,
should watch it. Just watch it.
Please get through it because, yes, maybe the first episode was a little weird. But anyways.
The first episode was a little, huh? The second episode was okay. The third episode was like, okay. And we are off to the races. People are making wishes. The love story is starting. We're getting exactly what we need. So we're back next Wednesday to chase the 4th episode of Genie Make a Wish.
Yes.
And friends, what do you think of the pod? Submit your questions, thoughts, prayers, rants, or whatever at chasingkdramas@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to hear from you. You. About what do you think about Genie Make-A-Wish? Where are you right now in the 3rd episode? Are you going to keep watching it? Is it girl what? Or is it, all right, girl, let's just keep going. And, you know, because that's what we want to hear from you directly. So subscribe to us on socials. Subscribe to us on YouTube to Road to 10,000 Sarangis. Sign up for our newsletter on substack.chasingkdramas.com and follow us on all of our socials and listen to the podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And we'll see you on the next K-Drama Chase. Saranghae!
Chasing K-Dramas is hosted and executive produced by Dulce Sloan and me, Chrissy Choi. I edit the audio and video, and our production is led by Thomas Nguyen from TY Media and Go Get Him Productions. Our artwork is designed by Yice Green. We're an indie podcast, and we're always looking for fun partnerships. If you're a brand that's interested in sponsoring our chases, or for your fan who just wants to stay in touch, please check out our website at chasingkdramas.com.